Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Postseason high school football has arrived here in the state of Missouri. Districts get underway tonight. The Maryville High School football team, they've got the evening off. They finished the regular season 8-1. They won the conference 6-0, and they also got the number one seed in Class 3 District 8. So they will sit back and wait for the winner of Cameron and Pembroke Hill coming up in round 2 a week from tonight. We're joined now in studio by head coach Matt Webb. And coach, took care of business throughout the regular season, some big wins down the stretch. Now a chance to kind of sit back and enjoy the bye week. How big was that for your team? Obviously a chance to get a little healthy, but also kind of go in and have that confidence of what the regular season was.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you do. You kind of use this week and kind of refocus your efforts and your plan, and kind of evaluate, you know, where you're at this point during to finish the regular season. And very proud of, like you said, the wins, you know, starting off the season with a loss to Blair Oaks and then being able to rattle, eight off in a row against, some good teams throughout there and in our conference. And obviously, beating our out-of-conference teams with Harrisonville and Luther North, those are two big wins that really helped us in district points and kind of hopefully prepare us for a playoff run. But absolutely, you know, winning the MEC is something, the kids wanted to do, and as a team we wanted to accomplish. And that's something, to win it outright, was a big deal for us. And I don't think we've been outright MEC champs since 2019. So that's something the kids wanted to accomplish, and very proud of them. We were able to do that.
You like to stick in that routine and keep guys on a certain rhythm, a certain schedule. The bye week coming in is a reward, but also if it's used improperly, can kind of set the team back a little bit. You're really good with getting them focused. How do you approach the bye week and then kind of gearing things back up for the new season, which gets underway for you guys next week?
Yeah, we talk about it. We talk about how mature teams perform well in the playoffs, and immature teams do things that do hinder, some time where you don't play and you don't practice with, that intensity or the focus. And while we don't know specifically who will play, in our first round next week, it'll be the winner of Pembroke and Cameron. There's things that we do in practice, that we've done in practice this week, that make us a better football team regardless of who our opponent is. Points of emphasis always is, third downs on both offense and defense are critical in game situations. Like I mentioned, third and shorts, third and mediums, third and longs, really are able to focus on those. And it doesn't really matter what scheme you play. The mentality of, here's what we want to do. And we need to be able to accomplish those. Or playoff football is always about, taking care of the football and special teams, and the teams that perform well in those areas, have a better chance of winning the game. So we've talked a lot about that this week. There's a lot of intangibles with special teams that you can always work on. We've talked a lot about ball security and those type of, program foundational things that we do regardless of who the opponent is. It gives you a good time. A bye week allows you a good time to go back and, sharpen the saw, we say, and kind of get really good at some of those situations and tackling on defense and creating takeaways. And we've had, little shorter practices. We've practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then, on Friday, we'll have the night off and be able to enjoy, being a normal high school kid and come back on Monday and be refreshed and ready to go.
When you go through some of that situational stuff, we've talked throughout the year about just how good this team is about kind of getting refocused for that upcoming week, and they've led some big fourth quarter comebacks and held on to some games late as well. Is there just something about a senior-laden team like this that's been in big situations that you kind of look in their eyes during a timeout, and you just kind of know that they're locked into another level that a lot of teams have a hard time getting to?
Yeah, I think so. It's refreshing, and it is. I mentioned all year, I think good football teams, learn and get better and improve each week, and it doesn't matter your opponent, but that's a lot of the things that I was seeing and appreciating and valuing, is the fact that you do have a senior-laden team in our leadership group, and and watching those guys apply things that they were trying to focus on from a mentality standpoint or from a like a leadership standpoint, you know, not only stuff that happens on the field, but off the field in the classroom and our film preparation and our you know, studying our opponent and the guys asking, you know, good questions and, you know, about an opponent. And you do, you have a sense of, okay, you know, I have a lot of trust in these guys that we can approach a bye week and here's our schedule, tell them what our plan is and they'll apply it, they'll learn, they'll listen and go out and do, you know, basically we talk about going 1-0 every week and we needed to go 1-0 this week and that's beat a bye week. Like you said, it's you can lose a bye week and like you said, set you back, you know, but we've done it in the past and these guys have come out and performed well and that we've kind of followed the same recipe.
A night off for Maryville High School football as they head into the Class 3 District 8 tournament. The bye week has the number one seed. They'll get Cameron or Pembroke Hill coming up in round two. We've got head coach Matt Webb with us now. What is the coaching staff approach through a bye week when you don't know who's right around the corner? Is there a chance to sit back and do some advanced scouting, or how much do you guys dive into that?
Yeah, you know, we do a little bit of that, and you kind of prepare for, you know, what the possibilities, you know, may be, you know, that could be, but at the same time, you know, we're going to focus on ourselves too. It's a good chance to do a lot of self-scout. You know, we've gone through and really, you know, looked and seen what are our tendencies on third downs, you know, what are our tendencies on, you know, opening drives of the game or the first play of a drive. So you look at yourself a lot and then you realize what the opponent is going to do when they scout you. Not that you're going to do anything different sometimes. You know, sometimes I think you can overcoach yourself a little bit and not do what you're good at. So we're not going to change a lot of things, but it's good to see what your tendencies are and take this time to do that. And at the same time, you look at the bracket and you look at, you know, teams that we've had some familiarity with in the past. And like I said, we know our opponents could be two MEC teams if we get out of our district. We're going to have to beat Cameron again, and who was a very tough game earlier. And then obviously St. Pius was a heck of a ball game, you know, 46-42 early on in the season. And when you look defensively of any team throughout the year, you know, St. Pius scored the most points of anybody. Honestly, they scored 42 points. And in week one, Blair Oaks scored 41 points. So we've got to do a much better job at that stuff. And so you look and you see what they're doing now, and you look kind of a compilation of what teams, you know, are doing and get it, like you said, a little advanced scout. But at the same time, you look at yourself a lot, I think, during the bye week.
That coaching fraternity is a lot of tight-knit groups. Even though a lot of you guys might be pretty far away, pretty spread out across the state or around the country, I think it's a group that connects and talks quite a bit. Do you have any other districts, any other classes that might give you a call and say, hey, you guys saw this team back in week X. How did you approach this? What do you think of this?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of that. That's a good question. I think it's, you know, it is. It's a coaching fraternity, and you get calls from all over the place, especially when, you know, we play a schedule that kind of represents a lot of different regions in the state of Missouri with Harrisonville kind of down, you know, in the Kansas City area and the people in their district and who they touch. And then obviously Luther North where they play. And then, you know, the MEC with so many teams having to pick up a non-conference game, whether that be Chillicothe playing Odessa, which could be a, you know, an opponent out of District 7, you know, different Cameron playing different people. You know, you get a lot of calls and you do a lot of that. And at the same time, we make a lot of calls. So there's a lot of that going on and kind of, like you said, the coaching fraternity, a lot of phone calls, a lot of film exchange, a lot of things that, you know, you want to be able to play your best in districts and playoff football. So everybody's looking for that special piece.
You know, Matt Houchin's already kind of the mad scientist anyway, trying to scheme up different things week to week. When you give him an extra week, do you calm him down a little bit, or is Matt just kind of going crazy this week, drawing stuff up?
No, he's pretty focused on ourselves. You know, some of those things, yeah, you draw up and you kind of, you know, hold back and there may be a few new wrinkles, but you know, we've really focused on getting ourselves better. And so Coach Houchin this week is more concerned about the little reads and the steps and the, you know, the hand placements. And, you know, we've talked a lot about penalties and, you know, the first thing you got to do to win a playoff game is you got to not lose it. The easiest way to lose it is to turn the football over, create a lot of penalties, get bad field position, get loss of yardage downs, you know, the things that good teams don't do well. And we've learned this year to not do those. So we just need to continue to focus on a lot of those things. So that's what Coach Houchin's efforts this week has been on, is focusing on ourselves.
You know, I think a lot of people might look at that Lafayette football game and say, you know what, this one's wiped out after the first quarter. There's no really point in going on. But all these little tendencies and these small things, and you talk about these little minutiae that Coach Houchin working on the team and yourself on the defensive side and trying to get these guys up to snuff. Some of these freshmen and sophomores that don't get many varsity snaps have a chance to go out against Lafayette, put themselves on tape, but then they kind of transition that in. Of course, they're playing their own JV games on their own, but the chance to do that in a varsity game, that's a pretty big learning environment for guys that don't get that very often.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's I think that the average fan listening, or the kind of the average fan that goes to a game, I don't think they realize kind of what the coaching staff does with the players on every play. And when we say, you know, film study, it's literally amazing that you can sit and take one play from Lafayette. Let's take an example, and everybody may see it's a long run to the outside for a 30-yard touchdown or whatever that might be. And that, while that's a good thing, and let's say Delton Davis takes it for 30 yards and scores a touchdown, and everybody sees that and is very excited for Delton, and that's great. But at the same time, Coach Houchin and our guys will focus on the backside guard in a film session for 10 minutes and watch his first step and realize that's not as good as it could be, because that might affect something later on down the line against a different opponent or a better opponent, and a look that a backside receiver is getting in coverage and whether he did it right or didn't do it right. So it really is, a lot of film study and looking at, the Lafayette game from not only a score standpoint, but how did we perform? And while there are a lot of good things, there's always stuff on film that you can improve on. But absolutely, I think, getting our younger players experience is always something we want to focus on, and getting them in that venue. And when I say in that venue, it's not just under the lights and the excitement of a Friday night game. It's getting on film and getting coached and getting corrected and growing up in the program. And so they're experiencing those same things. A varsity coach is talking about their left step, and maybe not so much when they're on a JV game on Monday night, but on Friday night, it's a lot different.
Rare night off for you, Coach Webb. Hope you have a chance to enjoy it before Maryville dives into the Class 3 District 8 semifinals next week.
Thank you. Always looking forward to it. I don't know about nights off. I'll probably find myself, watching a high school football game somewhere. And Mrs. Webb always has plans for open week. So I don't know. Maybe I should have disguised that a little bit and said we had a game and maybe snuck by and not have so many honeydew projects at home. So Coach will be busy this weekend.
Porn and I will just be sitting out at the stadium looking at nothing if you want to come out.
That'd be great. Look, we can turn the lights on and look at the 50-yard line and watch it rain or whatever it's doing and just kind of tell some stories.
There you go. Maryville head coach Matt Webb with us here on KXCV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe.